Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of togetherness. In Psalm 133, verse 1, we read, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." The word synergy pictures a group of people working together for a great cause, each functioning at their highest level and enjoying it. John Wooden, former coach of the championship UCLA basketball team, put it this way, "During my coaching years and ever since, I've made a point of refraining from referring to the Bruins as my team or to the individuals on it as my players. When asked, 'How did you win the game, coach?' I would correct the reporter and say, 'I didn't win the game. The players did. Our team outscored the opponent.' This may be a small issue, but it's important to me because it reflects my idea that a team is owned by its members. When every member of a team takes ownership, good things happen." In celebrating victory, a wise leader always takes the accolades and passes them on to others. Paul did that. He paid tribute to those who worked with him and acknowledged their contribution. Romans 16, an entire chapter is devoted to it. Verse 3 and 4, he writes, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles." There's no doubt that God could get the job done without you. But the truth is, you can't get the job done without the help of others. Musician George Adams put it this way, "We are made up of thousands of others. Everyone who has ever done a kind deed for us or spoken a word of encouragement to us has entered into the makeup of our character and of our thoughts, as well as our success." Think about it.